132.
Pressure mounting, heartbeat pounding, I start counting all the mountains I still have to climb, and it keeps me up all night. Second hand is in slow motion, information overloaded, wide awake and wide, but I've never been so tired. When all of my stars are broken, all of the dark starts closing, and on my heart you open up my sky, 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 sky. Sunshine, electric pop, all I ever need a full stop. When all of my stars are broken, all of the dark starts closing, and on my heart you open up my sky, 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 sky. Turn me all the way up, and when my world starts to go cold, you light up like a light bulb. You turn me all the way up, yeah, you turn me all the way up, and when my world starts to go cold, you hit me like daylight, making me
great station, such a worthy cause.
Hope 1032.
Love. I think it's time for that renovation.
You mean renovation D?
What does the D stand for?
Deluxe, divine, decadent, dollar savings. Renovation D are Australia's leading kitchen and bathroom renovation specialists.
Definitely.
Well, that's decided then. Let's check out their showroom.
Renovation D, savings guaranteed. Visit our showroom in Bankstown or renovationd.com.au. Station sponsor.
Serve the nations from where you are. Over 3 billion people are yet to have access to the good news of Jesus. You can help reach these people without leaving Australia. For over 100 years, station sponsor WEC International has been focused on seeing the good news go to the unreached. And you can help. WEC has a number of volunteer roles that are part-time and can fit your availability. Serve the nations from where you are. For more information, search opportunities at wec.com.au.
AAA Tyre Factory has been a local family-owned business for 40 years, three generations working together. With 20,000 factory direct tyres in stock and ready to fit, including brands like Pirelli, Continental, Falcon, Toyo and Nexon. Find a better price and we'll beat it on any stocked item. Best tyre brands. Best tyre prices. That's AAA. Visit AAAtyrefactory.com.au or call 9681 3940.
Station sponsor.
Hope 103.2.
Think I forgot to breathe. Did you forget my name? I wrote your symphonies. They all just sound the same. Don't know what I believe in. 'Cause I just kept moving on. Said I should take a seat.
I didn't hear you leave. I wonder how am I still here? And I don't wanna move a
1032.
Cats need a beat like a wake, need to sleep like a pen, need a page to the right, you need a mistake. Look like the songs that I've heard my whole life coming true.
much love in you. You got so much love in you. I'm amazed that I'm talking to you. You look like the songs that I've heard my whole life coming true. You got so much love in you.
Hope 1032.
Sometime in June, I'll say,
take me back to the sweet times, the hot nights. Everything is gonna be alright in the summertime. Baby, in the summertime. And even if I have to wait till next year, I don't care. All I know is that I'll meet you there in the summertime.
Hope 1032.
introverted, can't make friends. Pray for better days, now it's 300K when my day ends. See with me, it ain't no worries at all. Any problem, I'll be there in one call. If we locked in, you my dog. If any of you hang pictures on my wall.
And Danny Bell from Hope Recce.
Did you know we have a podcast?
I know. Stop it. Stop it right now. For all the bits or mornings that you've missed.
The laugh out loud moments, the real life chats.
That's Hope Recce.
And you can subscribe and rate us with Apple Podcasts, Spotify,
or the Hope 1032 app.
Oh, she does.
You're welcome.
Sleep. What is sleep? Chemist Works in Stockland Wetherill Park never sleeps because they're open 24/7 every day. Whether you're an early riser or up late at night, Chemist Works will always be wide awake for you. On top of being open 24/7 every day of the year, including public holidays, they also have a medical centre open till late. Drop into station sponsor Chemist Works in Stockland Wetherill Park or call 1300 247 Chemist. That's 1300 247 243.
Daniel O here, founder of Sandpiper Coaching, helping you face any career challenge with confidence. Our dedicated team is ready to provide you with unlimited career coaching for 6 months. So talk to us about career and transition coaching, outplacement and redundancy coaching. With over 20 years' experience, station sponsor Sandpiper Coaching are your trusted career coaching team. Visit sandpipercoaching.com.
Reckon you know your dumpy shot from your drop-off? The cornerstone to your career as a bricklayer starts at Bricklaying Education Australia. It's where you'll get 3 years of free nationally recognised training from qualified trainers with nearly four decades of industry experience. You'll come out the other side with a Cert 3 in bricklaying and blocklaying after completing your apprenticeship with us. At station sponsor Bricklaying Education Australia, your future is under construction. Visit bricklayingeducation.com.au and apply today.
So what are friends for? More than you might imagine. Hi, I'm Kate Ryan for Focus on the Family Australia. Everyone should have at least one good friend in their life because friends provide things we all need, like perspective. A friend can help us see things in a different light. We all have days where we feel lost and confused, and a good friend can provide fresh ideas and approach we may not have considered. Friends also provide company and comfort, especially when things aren't going our way. When we need someone to laugh or cry with, a good friend is always there with a willing ear and a warm shoulder. Friends provide accountability. They keep us in line when we veer off course and can even help us during times of crisis. When we fall, they're always there to pick us back up. So if you don't have a good friend, try and find one. It's something no one should be without.
For free videos to help you in your parenting from Focus on the Family Australia, go to familycast.com.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
This isn't what I pictured. She says as tears run down her cheeks, she needs a friend beside her. She's looking for a savior. Hold on, someone will find you. Hold on,
1032. From Bondi to Carajong, we're right here with you. From Mooney Mooney to Campbelltown, we're right with you.
Hope 1032.
Now, more than ever before.
Lately it feels like I'm treading water. I can't seem to ever get ahead. Lately it feels like I'm going under. I can't help but feeling overwhelmed. But even when the wind blows on every side, I know there's a sun behind the darkest sky.
103.2.
Hollywood Smile. Earlwood Style. Get the smile you love at Earlwood Dental Care. We take care of everything dental, from general dental care to Invisalign, braces, veneers and implants, including all on four. And we accept all health funds and afterpay. Smile with confidence wherever you are. Runway, school day or cafe. Station sponsor Earlwood Dental Care. Healthy teeth, happy smiles. Visit earlwooddentalcare.com.au to make an appointment.
I'm Dave from Living Hope Funerals. We're a Christian funeral service with a difference. Our desire is to honour God and celebrate life. As a profit-for-purpose business, we exist to serve people, support churches and fund ministry. Our caring team are here to support the bereaved and bring hope to the living through Jesus, our living hope.
Celebrate a life well lived with station sponsor, Living Hope Funerals. Search livinghopefunerals.com.au.
If you want to make a difference in the lives of people living with a disability, talk to Nova Employment. Station sponsor Nova Employment provide a government-funded disability employment service and are recruiting staff right now. We have a range of positions currently available within our high-performing team across Sydney. We offer attractive remuneration packages and a positive, rewarding work environment, making a real difference every day. Visit novaemployment.com.au to apply.
Hope 103.2. Hope 103.2.
I was looking at you when we were thinking it odd, but we were thanking our God for the hope that he put down deep in our hearts. And yo, without a second to think, we was touring around and we were making that bank. Yeah, we was riding in style, clocking in miles with the songs that he put down deep in our hearts. Been a minute, my friend, and you and I, we never thought it would end. But when we stopped to pause, it opened the doors on some dreams that were put down deep in my heart. But hey, I'm always thinking of you, and I can see your influence in the things that I do. Thick and thin forever, my friend, cause there's a bond that was put down deep in our hearts. Well, I'm wondering about the road ahead of me, wondering about the things you said to me, wondering if these dreams will ever do.
Whatever will we do? I don't see a way through.
1032.
Sydney's Hope.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz, and it's a great joy to share morning devotions with you for a few minutes today. I hope that you're well today. Yesterday I was talking about the fear of rejection, that people are going to reject me. And one of the saddest verses in the Bible I found is in Psalm 27, verse 10. And here's the man who was the king of Israel. He'd spent most of his 20s actually running for his life from another king. I'm talking about David. And he said in Psalm 27, verse 10, "Even my father and mother have forsaken me." So he was a king who was rejected. And you know what also, in talking about rejection, Jesus was rejected, and Isaiah says that he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. So Jesus knew quite well what it was like to be treated as a person of no value, and we're talking about the Saviour, the Son of God. He was treated worthless. He was well acquainted with sorrow and grief, and people know what Jesus went through as they watched him die on the cross. And in Luke, the people of his hometown rose up and actually threw Jesus out of their city, and they actually planned to throw him off a cliff. They rejected him. And in Mark, the people asked Jesus, Mark chapter 5, to leave their city. They rejected him. And in Mark chapter 3, verse 21, Mark tells that Jesus' close relatives told him to be quiet. They rejected his message. So we're talking about someone, Jesus, the Son of God, who was well acquainted with rejection. He lived a perfect life, but he still had to endure rejection from the people that actually misunderstood him and misconstrued his life and his purpose. I like this true story that came out of the US about a little boy. He had a nickname, Sparky. They used to call him Sparky because way back there was a comic strip horse named Sparkplug, and Sparky never actually got rid of that nickname. Well, he failed in every subject in eighth grade at school. He failed physics. He got zero for the course, and he actually distinguished himself as the worst physics student at that school. He tried Latin, algebra, English. He failed. He didn't do much better in sports, actually. Although he managed to make the school golf team, he lost that match. Well, throughout his youth, he was an awkward young man. He was not disliked. People liked him, but they didn't really care too much about him. He was astonished if a classmate actually said hello to him. So there was no way whether he would ever